Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Steve Arterburn here with two of my favorite people, Dr. John Townsend and Dr. Dave Stoop, and your phone calls here today on New Life Live. Thanks for joining us today on New Life.
Thank you. That's exactly what I needed for.
I went through her room. I found bottles of alcohol under her bed and in her closet.
I went in and loaded my pistol, and I sat down in the office, and I just started contemplating everything I've been through.
You know, the Bible does say honor your parents, and the New Testament tells us specifically a lot of ways to do that. But it doesn't say obey them. It says very specifically, for example, in Ephesians, children, obey your parents. Everybody's to honor your parents, but if you are an adult and you are obeying your parents, then you have not graduated yet.
You're not an adult.
You're not an adult yet. And the New Testament is oh so clear about that.
Well, hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. Dave Stoop. Hello, Dave.
How are you, Steve?
I'm doing great. Dave and I are the co-editors, or the chief editors, or some other kind of editors of the Life Recovery Bible. And we need your stories to fill up our New Life Recovery Big Book. Really excited about that. And you can, if you've got a story of recovery, redemption, whatever, you can email us at sarterburn@newlife.com. And joining us also, Dr. John Townsend. John is the author of some amazing books, boundary books. He's doing another book, Beyond Boundaries, that'll be out soon. And John, welcome. Dave, welcome.
Hi, Steve. Hi, everybody.
Steve, welcome.
Thank you. It's good to be welcomed. Always good to be with you guys. And I'm just going to do something we don't normally do, but we've got a lot of people on hold wanting to get through. So why don't we just go to the phones and talk to Debbie from Anchorage, Alaska.
Go right ahead.
Listens on KATB. Hello there.
Hi.
Hi.
First of all, I want to say I love your program. Mm. And my question is, I have an absolutely totally dysfunctional relationship with my mom. And it has really caused me a lot of pain and heartache over the years. And I'm just wondering, do I just leave it behind?
Tell us what she's done that's so hurtful to you.
Well, she remarried some time ago, and it seems like she and her husband align against me very frequently, and their method of dealing with me is, silent treatment, ignore me, I have two boys, and they still have a relationship with her, and I haven't cut that off because they do like to spend time with her, but it's reoccurring with her every time I have to, have some interaction. It's very painful for me, and she's never wanted to address it. She doesn't talk to me. Never.
Debbie,
has.
Give us a specific, a specific behavior that she did the last time it hurt you. You said she and her husband are against you and want to avoid you. So give us a specific.
Yeah.
She said and she did.
Oh, the last blow up, I mean, she hasn't talked to me since November. But the last blow up was she prepared this, what she calls a profile on me. And it's basically, worst case scenario, things that I've done for the last 15 years. And, it eventually leaked out to, to
have
husband that I'm divorced.
Have you had problems with the law or something like that?
Or
that? Have you had problems with the law or drug problems or something?
No.
What is it?
No.
What's a profile?
I don't know. Who in their right mind prepares something like this? But it's basically, things that everybody has done, I'm sure.
All the bad things.
It's just written in the worst case scenario, it's worst light possible.
Well, the Bible says keep a record of all bad things. It'll come in handy when you're older. We'll be back right after this.
You think I'm a great person, full of life and fun to be around. You say you love me, but if you knew what was going on in my head, I don't think you'd love me anymore. I saw my first girly magazine when I was 7, and I was hooked. I look at porn every chance I get. I've tried to stop over and over again. Sometimes it works for a couple days, but then I fall right back into my old ways.
At New Life, we've helped thousands of men just like this find hope, healing, and a plan to move forward with their lives through our one-of-a-kind Every Man's Battle Intensive Weekend. Call us right now at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
I want to stop. I need help. I can't do this on my own.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, back to the program.
We're talking to Debbie from Anchorage, Alaska. Her mother has written up a profile on her. It leaked out. Now, tell us about that, Debbie.
Who'd she leak it to, Debbie?
Well, I am going through a divorce. And she gave it to the other side, you know, the other side. And, you know, now it's, you know, in the legal realm. And
it's being used against you in the divorce?
Well, yeah. It's
all right, Debbie, give us one statement she made there. So we get a feel. This is just bizarre. I just want to get a feel for this because this is horrible. One statement.
It's generally, it covers the last 15 years, but then it's the beginning is, you know, starts out from my childhood. Well, it says she had a very dysfunctional childhood. I was a primary breadwinner, and her father was a seasonal worker, and it's not certain whether there was sexual abuse that occurred. Oh, and it just, you know, kind of goes on from there.
So she somehow, your mom had this agenda of every bad thing that happened to you or by you. In a document and leaked that to the legal side in the divorce.
That's correct.
That's horrible. Okay, tell us how we can help.
That's betrayal.
It hurts so bad.
Sure.
And who in their right mind does this? Much less a mom.
Exactly. You're right.
But anyway, I just want to know.
So she linked it, and then November came. Y'all haven't spoken this since November, but it still hurts a lot that she's distanced from you.
Well, yeah, she totally ignores me.
Wow.
This silent treatment has happened countless times.
Okay. All right, so okay. What's the question? Because I think we've already got some direction for you here.
Okay, great. It has really been problematic for me. I just want to know, is it the right thing to just say, forget this. I am done with this relationship. It is not healthy, and it never will be.
Well, here's what I think is the right thing to do. You need to grieve the loss of your mama. That's how I would say would be your first step, is getting over her.
Over your expectations, over the wish that you have.
Yeah.
You know, I would say to you, Debbie, there is nothing that you're going to get that's healthy and good from her, and she is a toxic person. And why you keep chasing after her, you know, I would say stop. But you can't just stop. You have to go through a forgiving process. And that involves what Steve was saying about the grieving. That means you allow yourself to be angry over the things that she's done that are hurtful, and you allow yourself to be sad over it. But at some point, for your sake, not for her sake, but for your sake, you need to forgive her. Because that frees you, And if you can't get to that point of forgiving her, then you're still going to be thinking, boy, I need something from her. You're still going to be tempted to try to get something from her. When you forgive, you basically release her. You say, my expectations of her are zero, and you accept that down deep in your heart. And I want to send you the book, Forgiving Our Parents, Forgiving Ourselves. You need to understand that that doesn't mean you reconcile. Reconciling would involve her being sorrowful and repentful, repenting of what she's done, and she doesn't sound like a person who'll do that.
Mm-mm.
But
no way.
I wouldn't have any contact with her. I'd let your kids do whatever they want with her, but that is a betrayal. That's beyond anything I've heard, and I've heard some wild, wild stories over the years. That is so hurtful. But the goal, biblically, your goal is to forgive and release, because that frees you. It doesn't do anything for her. It frees you from the expectations of her.
Anything you're thinking, John?
Well, I kind of wanted to hear from Debbie a second. Debbie, are you aware that you still need things from her? I want you to answer my question. But not in terms of her and her meanness and her selfishness, in terms of Debbie's need inside her skin. Are you aware that you still need things from your mom?
Well, yeah. I mean, I feel like a failure.
It's not you, Debbie.
Yeah. Mm. See, whether or not, Debbie, and this is a little hard to hear, but it's going to help, whether or not you called us with the greatest mom in the world, who was loving and kind and warm and had answers and loved you and valued you, or you called us with a nightmare mom, we all have to leave our moms, and not to need their respect and not to need their affirmations and not to need their warmth, because we're supposed to move on. The Bible calls it leaving and cleaving in Genesis 2. And something in Debbie hasn't done the leaving and cleaving yet. And that's what creates this pain inside. And so what we want you to do is to move through the process of whatever you need from her, respect, affirmation, warmth, seeing you as a good person. As Steve said, grieve that, but you've got to get that from other places beside her. Mm-hmm. Psalm 68 says that God provides a home for the lonely. You need mothering and moving on, but not from her. She's disqualified now. But even if she was a great mom, Debbie, we all need to leave our parents. So I'm going to send you, not only, Dave's got a great book of that, I'm going to also send you The Mom Factor, which talks about these same mom issues.
Yeah, I've read that. I have.
Remember that chapter about how even the great moms, we need to, like, grow up and not need them anymore?
Yes, I understand that.
Okay.
That's all right.
The answer.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to send you Dave's book also, The Forgiving the Unforgivable. Man.
Yeah, both of those.
You really are in a situation that is a nightmare, and it would be a nightmare for anybody. And it's really time that you develop some insight and you forgive her so that you can accept her and get on with your life. Just accept her as broken, you know.
And stay away from her because she's very, very toxic.
But we can't forget the need.
Yeah. You've got to
You can't do this in a vacuum.
And God promises to provide that in mm-hmm. Psalm 68.
It'll
That's
be
so neat.
A warm lady or a warm spiritual director or mentor, therapist, small group, but mm-hmm. you can't forget the need.
It really is one of the worst situations that I've ever heard of.
Yeah. You know, back when we had the hospital program, we used to do a group, you know, a teaching group, and I did one on divorcing your parents.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people divorce their spouse when they should be divorcing the parents.
Right.
And that's a leaving. That's a leaving.
It definitely just added to the difficulty with my marriage. Yeah.
Sure,
mm-hmm.
sure.
And,
all right.
You know, I'm not. One last thing. You know, I'm not. You know, I may have done some things wrong, but
it certainly
could have turned out worse.
If you go through the Forgiving Our Parents book, the first part of it has to do with how families work and don't work. And you will see that this is probably a pattern that predates you, and that really has very little to do with you being good or bad.
Wouldn't you say nothing to do with her?
Yeah.
Let me give you a vision for how I want you to feel once you've done this kind of work with the books we're sending you, Debbie. Here's the vision. Mom called yesterday, and she said that I'm a horrible person, and she said that she's never going to speak to me again, and I am a terrorist, and I should be put in jail. And I said, gosh, Mom, sorry. Anyway, I got to have lunch. That's a vision. so that she can throw the slings and arrows, but you don't need her. You're not invested in her good wishes toward you because she's kind of an old crazy lady. We want to get that so she doesn't wound you anymore. It's sort of like, oh, yeah, my mother, the crazy lady, called. Okay, got to go. That's not now.
No, that's the goal. That's the goal. That's where you got to get, Debbie.
Okay, really glad that you called. I'll tell you, I would challenge. I mean, there are some sicker situations, I'm sure, but that definitely goes in the top 10 on this program.
Definitely.
So sorry about that. All right, let's go to Lawrence from Baltimore, Maryland, listening on WAVA. Hello, Lawrence. How are you?
I am trying to do good. I'm doing pretty bad, actually.
Okay, tell us about it.
My wife is military, and she's deployed right now. She has been deployed since March, and we have a 2-year-old. And I found out, I felt a disconnect in our relationship after several months, and I found out 2 weeks ago that she had an adulterous relationship while she's there with someone over there, and. I just need. I want my family to work. And you had a caller before. I think his name was Justin, and he was talking about how where God have to take you to get you to where He needs you to be, how He has to break you down before He can build you up. And in a lot of sense, I feel that way because I knew the word, and I used to be so much into the Bible and everything, and I abandoned that because of disobedience, wanting to do my own thing, and I knew God can get me and have, I know the scriptures say that there's something, for those that know, they're going to get many lashes or something like that, and I already knew that it'll take something great to put me back on my knees and return to God like I know I should be, and I thought, in some sense, like, this is it, but where I need your help, or you all help, is I already told my wife I forgive her, and I want our marriage to work, but I need help for me and how do I deal with it, because she says that I was there is because I became critical with her and I criticized her and made her feel that she had no place to go when she's under so much stress there.
Okay, now, are you saying that God made this happen to bring you back to Him?
No, I'm not saying that, but I'm saying I knew that they would take something to, I'm not, because I don't believe God really would make something like this happen, but I knew in my spirit that, to return to God, it takes, you got to be, your heart got to, because I was going in a direction that even though I know I need to start to go to church and be the family man that I was supposed to be. My wife asked me 2 years ago to start going to church, and I put it off and do what I normally be doing, which is I don't cheat or anything like that, but I have occupation or hobbies that I love to do, golfing and riding motorcycles and doing other things, and I made that my priority. And in knowing the Spirit needs me to do what I'm supposed to do, and I felt that it would take something hurtful to make me go back to my knees and call Him, because I know His strength and I know He can do anything.
That's in hindsight. Lawrence, that's in hindsight, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's like 2 weeks old, and, I can't function a lot of times. I go to work still. I have to take care of our baby boy. And I just need, I just need help in to have a, to learn how to be a better husband and a better father, if this thing had ever worked.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, well, I'm. What I hear with positive in what you're saying, Lawrence, is that this is a wake up call of what it means to be a good husband and a good father, and that from God's point of view, and that's in Joseph's life in Genesis, he says to his brothers, "You meant it for evil, but God turned it to good." And not that your wife meant it for evil, but that was something that was evil and hurtful, and God is going to turn it into something that brings benefit to you both. You for one thing, your forgiveness is just beginning. You're going to have a process of forgiving, because there's some things that you have lost in the relationship with your wife. There are, you know, trust is broken. You're looking at yourself and some things about you that so there's going to be a grieving that you go through. And I'm glad you told her that you want to forgive and that you want the marriage to work. That's very, very positive. And God can heal your marriage and make it something better than it ever was. I've seen that happen so many times. Mm-hmm. But you've got to go through the grieving process. I'm going to send you Forgiving the Unforgivable, and that will take you through that grieving process.
She came from, she said her mom was super critical to her when she was growing up and so on. And she internalized whatever I say. And I'm the type of person, I am very analytical and mm-hmm. I can separate emotions from, you know, from facts. And I think a lot of times she would interpret what I say to her as being, I'm criticizing.
Yeah, because she's got a very sensitive part there. Hey, we need to go to a break, and we'll come back to you when we're done.
We'll be back right after this.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
My relationships with my husband, with my friends, with my family are much richer and deeper and honest. Particularly my relationship with God, I see Him in a more accurate form and begin to trust Him more. There's joy and there's peace because I have the internal tools that I can trust. So it's radically changed my life. I'm just not even the same person.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
Take the leap, jump in, and go for it. It's changed my life completely.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you if you have a question or comment. Call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now, back to New Life Live.
We're back.
Hi, guys. Well, if you guys are there...
Are you there, Lawrence?
Yes, I am.
Okay, good.
Anyway, so, Lawrence, did we answer your question?
No. Not really. I just need...
What is your question?
Restate the question so we can really, really help you, because you got a bad situation. So tell us the question.
My question is, I need maybe some help or directions or things to do to help me to deal or how to communicate with my wife, who is super sensitive to criticism, and help how to save my marriage. She says that she's coming home to me, but...
The best thing I can tell you is that when your marriage is hanging on by a strand because you're in a 911 situation, I mean, having an affair is a huge thing.
And then being separated.
And you guys are separated.
So far distance.
Learning new communication skills, honestly, is like taking a couple of supplements when you need heart surgery. This isn't about learning new communication skills. You have to look and say, we're in a crisis, and we need to bring in we need to bring in much more, many more resources and expertise than we as a couple have. All right? So my recommendation would be ASAP to get, and we can help you with this, a qualified marital counselor who can say, I've got this relationship that is hanging on by a thread, and bring God's truth and let her tell her truth, and you'll work on your own criticism stuff and she works on her sensitive stuff. But you need a referee in there who's a professional who's mm-hmm. seen thousands of you guys, Lawrence. That's just number one, two, and three in my book.
Well, and since she's still in Afghanistan, I would still find that counselor because they work in the context of a couple. The other thing I would suggest is that you look around the church for an older man that seems to have a warm relationship with his wife, and say, you know, could I spend some time with you so you can help me learn how to deal with some of these things. Get a mentor and even talk to the pastor about some suggestions about that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if you're analytical, that means you can make statements that you think have no emotional value or you know, connotation to them, but they still do. And so you've got to pay attention to your own feelings as you talk about some of those things. And that will help you become more aware of some of her feelings as you talk about those things. But you also, I would say you need a mentor along with a marital therapist who can help you understand those things. Because it's a critical mm-hmm. time, and your wife's willingness and your willingness is so encouraging.
There's a lot of hope there. A
lot of hope. But you got to get the help that you need to mm-hmm. do that. And you got to do it yourself because she's still over there.
Yeah, so being around people, healthy mentors and healthy counselors and healthy small groups, you just, in other words, you become the healthiest Lawrence possible, but mm-hmm. not on your own kind of read a book stuff. This is way beyond
you
that.
Can't you can't do this. Right?
With people looking at you, talking to you, understanding your family of origin issues, understanding your spiritual heritage, all that stuff. You need to be around some pros.
Mm-hmm. But the forgiving the unforgivable will help you with the forgiving process of what's going on, and you need to do that as well.
That halfway around the world stuff always
hard.
Makes
that's
it
hard.
Double pain. Really tough. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Angela, Washington, D.C. WAVA is the station she listens to. Hi, Angela.
Hi, how are you?
Great. How are you doing?
Pretty good.
How could we help you?
I'm calling reference. My husband and I had attended a New Life conference here in D.C. When you were here in Arlington, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And from that, we identified our love style. We were we met with Malin. And his love style was vacillator. So we had gotten a book, and the plan was to continue working on our love style and working on our marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he refuses to do this, but even my issue is now is that his relationship with our daughter, our 15-year-old daughter, he just all over her, far as he blames her for the relationship that they had, which is not good.
Right.
In reference to, you know, he always says she's sassy, she talks back, and she really doesn't. She just try to keep her distance. She's building up a guard now because of his vacillating and his attacks on her.
Hey, Angela, when you guys came away from here in Milan and everything, did your husband own and go, yeah, that's what I do? Or did he say, this is like a bunch of malarkey? I mean, how much ownership and awareness does he have of this?
He seemed to accept it.
Uh-huh.
He never disagreed that wasn't in our session. You know, we had...
Do you see the fruit of that when you're home? Does he go, you know, there I am again, I'm vacillating, I'm moving toward, then I'm moving away?
No.
Sort of ended in D.C.
Right.
All right.
Yeah, he exactly. He didn't pick it up.
Okay. All right, well, we'll go to a break. We'll come back. We'll try to give you some help, all right?
Okay.
Just tomorrow, Women in the Battle starts. This is your last chance if you have someone in your life struggling with sexual integrity. Your last chance, and it's not too late to join them. It's held in San Jose. 1-800-NEW-LIFE is the number to call. 1-800-639-5433. That's the number. Come join us. Women in the Battle. Dr. Sherry Denham will be teaching It's going to be a powerful, powerful weekend. 1-800-NEW-LIFE for women in the battle. We'll be right back right after this. Glad you're with us today.
I just absolutely believe in the mission of New Life, and I feel that the materials provided and the biblical counseling perspective is so valuable and not available in so many places, and New Life and membership in Club New Life provides access to the live program and also CDs available to listen to. So I know it's easy to turn on the radio and receive the benefit, but those services don't come without expense. And I would sure like to see the program remain on. So I would like to challenge listeners who listen and receive benefit but haven't yet given to actually give this year and continue the giving, of course, because more people need to hear.
Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE and ask how you can start your Club New Life membership today. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, everybody. Max Licato here. As a pastor, I've seen how important it is for people to come and get good Christian counsel. People make decisions that turn out to be the wrong decision. I heard Steve Arterburn say on New Life not too long ago that the same thinking that got you into your mess isn't going to get you out of it. If you find yourself in a spot and you don't know what the next right thing to do is, then won't you call the good people at New Life? They have a network of Christian counselors around the country that's more than 850 strong. Call today 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. And tell them you need to find someone to help you. They're likely to have a counselor in your area to help you with whatever you're struggling with. It will be good, godly counsel. Call today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 639-5433.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now, back to the program.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop here. And we're talking with Angela, listens on WAVA. Kind of a vacillating husband, wouldn't you guys say?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, Angela, your question is how can you help him to treat her better?
Yes, and I'm at the point where I really just want to move out of the house and take her with me.
Well, how does he treat you, Angela?
The same. Okay. He treats me the same. I mean, we came there, and I identified mine was controlling really in the early parts of the marriage, and we've been married for 20 years. So I've been, you know, working on our relationship on myself. I've been doing self-improvement on myself, and he saw that. He saw all that, but it's still the same, and he still has this relationship not only with me but members of his family, his sister, and it can trigger with anybody, really, but of course I get the brunt of it.
Why isn't he feeling his own pain?
Hmm?
Why isn't your husband feeling his own pain? Why are your daughter and you feeling the pain for him?
I guess because he blames. It's always, you know, you did this.
Angela, anytime somebody asks you a question like that, if the answer is he or they, we're often helplessness and impotence, and we can never solve it. So I'm going to ask you again. Why is it that he's not feeling his own pain? And I want you to answer it by saying I. You follow me?
Yes.
Okay.
I guess I don't know.
Perfect. Okay, that's one of the best answers we've ever had here.
Good for you.
Well, follow direction.
Let me give you a menu of I statements besides I don't know, Angela. Like, because I allow stuff. Because
okay.
I don't set appropriate boundaries. Because I take all the responsibility and get him off the hook. Because I make excuses. Because I'm way too patient. There are some eyes there that give you
That's
something
true.
You have power
That's
over.
That's right. That's true.
You mean all of the above?
Yes.
Well, now we got something we can work on, Angela. Yeah. You answer with I instead of he. Now we got some power here.
Yes. You're absolutely right. That's all true.
Well, stop it.
But,
okay.
Just
yeah,
stop it.
Because I thought if I, you know, would try to do my part and it can, you know, I can, it would get better or he would start trying to do his part, but yeah, time is just going and going and
well, hold on. The math is wrong on that. In God's system of relationships, when we both do our parts, like it says in Galatians 6, everybody's got to carry their own load, then things do get better. But if one person picks up their load, like you clearly have, you've done your work, you're looking at your stuff, you're taking the beam out of your eye, you're not being a controlling person, and the other person says, I don't have a load, that doesn't work.
Nope, that's true.
So, that's why I began my question with, what can you do to help him feel his own pain? Because you're bearing the pain, and your daughter is. And in other words, I was trying to get you to think in terms of your responsibility to see where you cannot rescue and enable him. And that would be probably some very, very direct conversations about what you will and will not tolerate and be in the house with.
Well, and that's, we just had a conversation yesterday concerning that. Because I told him Sunday I had went to church and they were both home. He didn't know she was home sleeping in her bed, and he was talking very loudly with somebody on the phone about her. And when she texted me, and then when I got home, he was in the room talking with her because he asked, where was she? I said, she's in a room, sleep. And he was like, dumbfounded because he didn't realize she was home. So I let them talk, and then when the conversation was over, she told me he just came in and just was like, you need to fix yourself, you need to do this. You know, he was just beating her down. And I was just, you know, enough is enough. I'm tired. And I and my heart hurt so bad for her.
Sure it did.
Wow.
Oh, and I was like, the only way he won't do it, I mean, like I said, we've been here for 20 years. We went to the New Life. We have the material. It's a, you have church. There's a lot of things you can do to help yourself. He won't take effort to do it.
Now, Angela, the thing that makes the weekend so powerful is because of the breakthrough experience, but the research says there's got to be some kind of follow-up over time because of different... Because people go back to their old ways, and going back to church and being active in service is important, but that doesn't fix that. If he's not listening to the pain he's causing either one of you, you guys need to insist on a marital or family counselor right now.
Right,
you have to. Otherwise, he'll just keep blaming and controlling. But when you say, I'm so tired, I'm moving out of here, what you're saying is, I don't know other ways to respond to him, and that means it's time for a counselor. You're out of your league here. In terms of what you can do.
Exactly.
But speaking the truth to him is a way to make that counselor option more than an option, to make it a reality. So letting him know that, you know, I'm done with this. I'm not going to allow this to continue, and we need to be seeing a family counselor or a marital counselor because this is the end. I'm done.
Right.
And it has to maybe hit that level for him to hear it. And to be able to act on it. So don't be afraid to do that.
Right. We'll send you Boundaries in Marriage. But the idea of that book, Angela, is I can't stop you from being crazy. But I don't have to be around when you are.
Right.
And so it's not about controlling him, because I know you have older control issues. But it's not about making him change. It's about saying, have a party. Be as critical as you want to of me and the girl. But we'll be in another room or another place or whatever. But we can control our own hearts, so that we'll send you that too.
And when he hurts your daughter, agree with her. Don't explain.
Yes,
it. That's a big.
Oh no, I do. I
Good.
Really do.
Good.
And
okay.
We raised her. I wanted her to have a voice, and you're teaching her how to communicate effectively with her voice.
Great.
So when she expresses her feelings, and I don't explain him away.
Good.
Anything.
Okay.
I try to hold it in because I really want to, you know, say, he did this, and you know, but I don't want to do that with her, put her in the middle. So I just listen to her.
Yeah, they're
well, just affirm it too, because a lot of moms will say, "Yeah, but your dad still, you know, he really loves you."
Mm-hmm. And then, he had a hard day at work,
and they kind of explain it away, and that negates whatever.
You don't want her growing up to marry somebody that does those things.
Same thing.
Oh no,
boy! I heard some firmness in your voice there. Nope.
No. No.
Nope.
Good job. Then you got to show her that this is going to change.
Yeah, we don't. Yeah. Want
and I told her, and I promised her, and I said, "Sweetie, it's getting ready to be a change."
I'm just saying, don't. I know you're discouraged. Just don't move out until you've seen a pro.
Okay.
Because I've seen a lot of really good, bad marriages where somebody got dragged in. They can make the connection, make the attachment. All of a sudden, they see their error of their ways, and they feel empathy. So, get some good, healthy antibiotics in the system.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Right.
We'll leave you some names. Stay on the line.
Okay.
Oh, great. Thank you.
I'm going to send her Walking Into Walls. Anything you guys want to send her?
Well, he said boundaries in marriage.
Okay. Boundaries in marriage, going her way. And we really appreciate your phone call there, Angela. All right, let's talk about, let's talk to Nicole from Columbia, Missouri, KMFC. Hello, Nicole.
Hi.
How can we help you today?
Are you guys, let me turn this off.
Okay.
I have a question. My husband, he's a very doting husband. He's very affectionate. He cherishes me. He romances me. He's amazing.
There's a butt coming.
Wow.
Here comes a big butt.
Here it comes.
Yeah.
We're ready.
So my question is, I'm having insecurity as far as he did the Every Man's Battle a few years back in our marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he was excited about it and telling me about it. I don't think I understood it. I felt like, well, he did it in a men's Bible study. I was like, well, if you're doing that, then you must have struggle. No, I don't have a struggle, but every man, you know, has to be watchful for this kind of stuff. And it's
he's right. That was Steve's intent. There's a preventive part, just about we all struggle, but then there's a curative part, like if somebody's got a real problem. So he was right about that statement.
Right. But my confusion comes in is, well, I start to feel insecure that if there's a potential problem there, he could have the problem. Then I feel insecure about any attractive woman that he might come across, or he's in grad school right now and there's a lot of young girls in there and he has to do study groups and that kind of thing. And
you have no other evidence, but hold it, Nicole, you have no other evidence that he might be unfaithful except for he went to an EMB Bible study?
No, other than his dad was unfaithful.
Okay. I think we need to help Nicole. I think we need to help Nicole feel secure. Let's talk about that.
Okay, yes. Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on, Nicole. You're listening to New Life Live, where we help insecure people feel secure. And we'll do that right after this with Nicole, if she's willing.
Can't wait to hear what we're going to say.
Yeah. All right, we'll take a break and come right back for more of New Life Live.
I counsel people every single day. I help marriages. I help broken people find healing. I teach the good news of a Savior that loves us. But why can't I accept it myself and break free from this bondage? I can't stop looking at pictures that I shouldn't be looking at, and fantasizing and lusting, and now I've taken it a step further and gone to a strip club. I have to stop. I want to stop.
At New Life, we've helped thousands of men just like this find hope, healing, and a plan to move forward with their lives through our one-of-a-kind Every Man's Battle Intensive Weekend. Call us right now at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
I need help, and I can't do this on my own. I want to be the pastor that God wants me to be.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, back to the program.
Hey, we're back. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. John Townsend, talking to Nicole, who needs some security building right here.
Hey, Nicole.
John?
Yeah. You still with us?
I'm here.
Okay. Here's the scenario. Was you got a husband who studied in Every Man's Battle Bible Study, told you about it, and you kind of went, oh, is that for people with great, horrible, you know, sexual problems? And I mean, people, wives do that. It's scary.
That's usually the weekend they send them to.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then time's gone on, and now he's with a lot of good-looking gals. And so in your mind is like, oh, gosh, the fact that he did that, does that mean there's some problem lurking, and should I be worried? Do I get it?
Yeah, pretty much.
No other signs of porn, infidelity, inappropriate relationships with women, flirting, secret conversations, best friend women that are anti-marriage, nothing like that?
No. See, on the one hand, I totally trust him 100% with all my heart, but then I'm constantly, you know, asking him, you know, who are you, who's in the study group, you know, are they pretty? And I think he gets just flabbergasted with me sometimes.
Did your dad prefer you a lot and give you lots of information on his love for you, and was he very faithful to your mom?
He was very faithful to my mom. There wasn't a lot of affirmation in our home. It was a very, there was not affirmation, it was expectation to do well.
Oh. Nicole, I think this is an issue that you got from him.
Mm-hmm. From dad.
Because a lot of times in a marriage, when we've got a spouse who's a normal spouse, no spouse is perfect, but a normal shows up when they show up, they're loving, they're not perfect, they're working their issues, and mm-hmm. there's not like acting out, and we're feeling this. You know, when you're not away from me, is your heart mine? When you're not away from me, are you tempted? Are you vulnerable? It means we don't have what's called basic trust, that we don't trust that someone is for us when we don't see them and can't kind of manage things, because when they're out the door, who knows what they're thinking and feeling. And a lot of times that comes from the opposite sex parent.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I don't, like a little girl's supposed to feel like my dad thinks so much of me, and he structures me and he disciplines me, but also
I'm his princess,
and he tells me that and tells me how special I am, and I feel it fills me up so much with performance stuff, but with just basic love. Then I fall in love and get married, and I think, well, this guy's going to be crazy about me too. And even if I'm away and he's halfway around the world, he's going to be crazy about me too. And if we don't have that from the opposite sex parent, we get those insecurities.
Yeah, that would probably. I knew my dad loved me, but it was, he showed it in like acts of service and doing
right. That doesn't create basic trust in the opposite sex.
Okay.
No. Now, what I would do with that?
But how do I help my husband? I mean, then how do I? Well, I can change that.
Here's the starting point: is that I would own this with your husband and talk to him about why you struggle with it.
And say, honey, I have an issue. You're working your program, you love me, and I have an issue, and that mm-hmm. I feel sort of insecure. That's number one.
And then that insecurity comes from the fact that my family was based on performance, and I didn't really get the affirmations of love that I needed to where I felt secure in my dad's love. And so I kind of dumped that on you. And we need to talk about those things. And not that he becomes your therapist, but you guys have these meaningful conversations that help you develop a sense of trust that goes beyond what you can actually see.
Part of it, I think, too, is my misunderstanding of the whole every man's battle. Because when he was first telling me about it, I felt kind of angry and defensive, like, not like a man-hater, but like, men, you know, how can they be so, you know, why is that a problem? Because for me as a woman, like, that's just not even an issue. I don't even think about other men.
Hey, Nicole, Nicole.
That's why it's every man's bad.
No, wait a minute. Nicole, you got to get out more. And I'm saying this not because I'm defending the men. There's lots of women with that problem, too. So if you're thinking it's the female gender that's innocent from this plague and that only men, you got to get out in the world more here, and even with the Christian world. So I think you've kind of sort of been under a shelter here.
Right.
But see,
I think he was focusing on the man's part, that God made men like this, and we can't help it, and we have to avert our eyes, and I don't understand that.
Well maybe you need to read it. You need to read the book too.
Nicole, I think every man ought to take it.
If he didn't have that, Nicole, if he didn't have that problem, you wouldn't be married.
He wouldn't have picked you.
That's why he saw you. He saw you, and there was something that clicked with him, and that was the visual. That's how a guy. But once he makes that commitment, then you know, there's the issue. And now, quit checking out the options out there, because there are no more options. I gave him up when I made my vows.
But I mean,
constantly battle with that.
No,
because he's a man.
No, it's not a constant battle, but it's something that's always kind of in the background with guys. And some guys, it becomes a constant battle.
Billy Graham used to say, Nicole, the first glance is not your fault. The second one is.
Yeah. Well, it's the other thing too. I mean, Nicole, I'm afraid you're going to shut him down from talking openly about this, because you know he really does want to talk to you about it. And
he does.
Okay,
and
so
I don't understand it.
Okay, well, I'm going to send you Every Man's Battle, and I think you will understand it. And then I'm going to send you Every Woman's Marriage, and it's really good. It's going to help you hang on
from the woman's perspective.
No,
it's just the woman's issue.
Your problem is in Every Woman's Battle about comparing him to other people and all this stuff. But I'm going to send you so you understand his problem and then how that works in marriage.
But send her also the Just Us, the devotional for couples, because that will give them some things too, some other things to talk about that will strengthen that trust.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it is.
Yeah, because I do recognize it's my problem, and I want to help.
Good. I'm glad you called us.
And every time you get insecure, you just go, sweetheart, I need to text you. I'm feeling insecure. There's a hottie around you. Do you love me? And a good husband goes, oh, I totally love you. I'm thinking about you. Can't wait to see you tonight. Ask him for the reassurance. Don't say, are you being tempted right now? Make it about you. And husbands want to protect. They want to assure.
Mm-hmm. Let's do a little evaluation here, guys. How do you think we did on our security building with Nicole?
Well, I think we gave her some tools, but she's still got a lot of insecurity.
Yeah, I was going to say you probably need to see a therapist and get that. We didn't have time for it, but a therapist or a really healthy woman mentor can help with that. Mm-hmm. That doesn't go away with just kind of like having a nice day.
Okay, here's a headline. Her husband can never, ever modify his behavior enough to make her secure if her core is insecure.
Yeah,
exactly.
So you go and you get the mentor or the counselor, someone like that, and it really does open things up. But hats off to the husband for at least talking about it there.
Steve, every man ought to read that book. No kidding.
Mm-hmm. That should have been the title. Not that it's Every Man's Battle, because there was a guy up in Nebraska who didn't have the problem. But it should have been, you know, everybody ought to read this or something.
Every
like
man's
that.
Book.
Yeah. Yeah, every man's book. The big book of every man. All right. So, hey, we're out of time. God bless you for listening to us. Thank you so much. If you can help us, would you call us right now at 1-800-NEW-LIFE? That's 1-800-639-5433. 1-800-639-5433. That's where you can tell us that you want to be part of the New Life Giving family. We can tell you all the resources that are available. Including Walking Into Walls, the new publication there. We've got books by John and by Dave that are in that resource area. Go there. It's easy. It's a new website at newlife.com. If you want to find a book or a resource, a tape or a counselor in your area or one of our weekends, and then you could still get into the weekend, Women in the Battle, this weekend by calling right now, 1-800-639-5433. We will see you next time here on New Life.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by getting you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you. But you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1018, Laguna Beach, California, 92652. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live.